Happy Valentine's Day, and welcome to the Greatest Men Podcast. I'm your host, Brisa Quintana. I'm sure you guys already know me. If not, well, listen to our other episodes and catch moments in history with, ta-da, me. This month, we celebrate holiday of love, sweet candy, and joy. Joanna Jimenez asks the big question, how do you celebrate Valentine's Day? And me, who will be telling you all about how Valentine's Day started. I think you will be surprised. And we have a special guest, Laz Maimon, to talk about the sweet science of love. So here we go, shot like an arrow out of Cupid's bow.
Hello, I'm Laz Maimon with the sweet, sweet science of candy. Special edition for Valentine's Day. So, Valentine's Day is a time of sweets and candy. We all know that. But I'm here to answer the age-old question. Why does Coke and Mentos react? We all know what happens when you drop a Mentos in Diet Coke. It explodes. But what is the science behind this magical explosion? There are millions of tiny pores on one little Mentos, and when they're dropped in the Diet Coke, they distribute carbonation bubbles. And so when the carbonation bubbles react with the Diet Coke carbonation bubbles, they go up and up and up and then out the top in a giant fizzy explosion. But why Diet Coke? Why not regular Coke or Sprite or any of those other things that have carbonation in them? Well, it turns out that Diet Coke has less surface tension than any of those other drinks. So when the carbonation bubbles come up, they won't have to go through a wall of surface tension, so the explosion will be huge. Not a tiny little explosion. The science in Diet Coke and Mentos is really an amazing thing. I wish I could tell you more about candy science, but my time is running out. So, see you next time on Sweet, Sweet Science. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Brisa Quintana with Moments in History. Finally, after such a long time, I got to be the host. But enough about me. Let's talk about this episode's topic. Valentine's Day. So what I wanted to know, the who and how of Valentine's Day. Here's what I found on this topic of love. Well, first of all, it was named after a priest in Rome in 270 AD. His name was Valentine, or shall I say Valentine. It all started because of Emperor Claudius II. He thought if soldiers got married, they would become weak. And he needed a lot of strong soldiers because Roman Empire was huge and it was falling all apart. So he put up a law that soldiers could not marry. And so Valentine thought it was wrong and married couples in secret. After a while, Claudius finally finds out. So they put him in jail until his punishment was decided. Meanwhile, in prison, he cured his jailer's daughter of blindness and fell in love with her. Meanwhile, Claudius decided on the penalty of death for Valentine. Before his execution, he asked for a quill and paper. He wrote a letter to his love and signed it, "From your Valentine." Ta-da! The world's first Valentine was sent. After his death, he was named Saint Valentine of Rome because he made a miracle of curing the blind girl, and he was martyred, meaning killed for his beliefs. He was killed on February 14th, on that day of sweet romance. That's right, we celebrate his bloody death with sweet romance and candy. I guess that concludes this episode with me, Brisa Quintana with Moments in History. Signing off, I hope you got a great Valentine's Day. P.S. I just remembered that when he was killed, it was very bloody. The color red. Blood. Get it? We celebrate with the color red. Gross, right?
Hi, I'm Joanna Jimenez with Men Podcast, and I'm interviewing Angie...
Gonzalez.
Okay, so the big question today is, who's your Valentine?
Oh gosh, do I have to choose one? How about three? How about my husband, my son, and my daughter?
Oh.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three men.
I'm blushing.
Do you ever give gifts?
My husband and I, if we exchange gifts, it's usually a note affirming each other of who we are and how proud we are of each other. So it's very simple. Things are overpriced. Oh.
We hear here. Your name is Scrooge.
I call myself the Scrooge of Valentine's because I don't want to give in to the consumerism of going out and buying the heart-shaped balloons and the candy that I know is going to be on 75% off the following day. So my husband and I have this big thing that if we are going to exchange gifts, whether it's candy or flowers, we are going to wait for the day after Valentine's Day. So I get these beautiful bouquets of flowers for most of the time half off because we wait that one extra day and we celebrate our own Valentine's Day on the 15th of February, which is pretty cool. But that's the reason why I would be known as a Scrooge, because I won't spend money on that day.
You want to ask me a question?
What has been the most memorable card you have received for Valentine's Day? Not a gift, but a card.
From my dad. When it's Valentine's with our family, my dad gets my mom something. He gets us toys when we were smaller, not anymore. The most memorable card was, it said, Happy Valentine's Day. And then he put, I'm proud you're my daughter. It's very nice of him.
Very special.
Yes, it was.
A note from my little brother, who is now 20.
Wow.
He gave it to me when, I think he was about a fifth grader. My nickname for me from him is Jelly. So he goes, Dear Jelly, thank you for being blah, 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 great sister. And then at the end, he says, and always remember that Jasmine is always there when you need someone to talk to. He put the name of my other sister. Happy Valentine's Day. I love you. And I still have that on my mirror because it makes me laugh. Well, thank you, Joanna.
Well, that's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening to the Greatest Man Podcast. Please join us next time when I will not be the host. Y feliz día de San Valentín.